Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour 2, the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM on a Friday, and a football Friday at that. We've got a whole bunch of college football picks coming your way because it's a great slate in college football. And then we have our squad parlay and Double D's Degenerate Parlay coming up at the end of the hour. So if you like college football, you might want to park it right there because we have all kinds of college football talk. So, Jenks, here in Nashville, it has been depressing sports talk for the local teams because, obviously, the Titans are bad. We knew that. But then it's kind of been a free fall for Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Because for a while, we're like, ooh, Vandy's going to be such a great story. And then they lose, and then, like, Diego Pavia is kind of out of the Heisman competition now. So it's been one of those things where it's been real tough to stay, like, in tune with the local teams. Do you feel that way when it comes to listening to local talk radio about the Commanders? Like, I understand that, like, you still want to follow your team.
Sure.
But, like, I can't listen to, like, hours and hours of them dissect why we only score, like, 7 points in a game. And it's just like, we scored 7 points in a game because we're a bad football team. End of conversation. And I understand their job is to draw things out and talk about things. But I just can't do it. Like, does that make me like a bandwagon person where I'm just like, I can't listen to this anymore. I've got to protect my peace.
No, I think it's like anyone else. Like, after a while, especially when the talk is negative, like with anything, you know, it can be with politics. Right? It can be with sports. You just have to say, okay, I've had my fill, especially when things aren't trending the way you want them to trend or you see something that makes you unhappy. No matter what it is, it's like, okay. It's like when you're doom scrolling. You ever done that? It's the same thing where you're just scrolling. You're like, this seems terrible. This seems terrible. This seems terrible. And same thing with your listening habits. Well, that sounds awful. That sounds awful. That sounds awful. And then you have to say, all right, maybe I get some ice cream or something. Like, I have to do something to get out of this negative space. So I think that's normal fandom. And sometimes you just need a break from it all so you can kind of escape back into a world where there's not a dark cloud over things that you care about.
Right. And then there's the gaslighting from the people who work there that like went to Tennessee and they're like, listen, there's still a pathway for Tennessee to make the college football playoff. And just because they lost to Oklahoma, it's not a big deal. We're fine. And we're like, all right, I can't handle this. Like, let's not gaslight me into believing that this team is something that it's not. Like, the SEC is not going to get six teams in. Like, let's pump the brakes there, brother. So, I don't know. It's been a tough stretch here for Nashville, Tennessee sports. But listen, there are other games to watch. Because, listen, college football always has all kinds of teams and matchups that, you know, are great on the slate. And so let's get to some of them. Let's start with a game between two teams that maybe would have decided the Big Ten. If you looked at these games, I don't know, the first week of the season, you would have said, oh, Indiana, the team on the rise against Penn State, the favorite to win the Big Ten. But now, not the case. Penn State is now 14.5-point home dogs to Indiana. But we've seen this from Indiana, Jinx, that they're not afraid to put their foot on the gas pedal, especially in these situations where they feel like they have been slighted. So I can understand if you want to make a case for Indiana, but is Penn State really this bad? Like, they still have some talent on their roster, do they not?
They do. I would actually lean Penn State in this game. So Iowa has an injury or two, particularly on the offensive line. This game is in Happy Valley. And also, if you look at last week's game against Ohio State, Penn State showed a little fight. They were in it in the first half. They were down three before Ohio State pulled away in the second half of that game. But I think because it's an early game, because it's a home game, and because Penn State can have some success on the ground. Now, that Indiana defense is really, really good. I would lean Penn State here. There's also the possibility that Cignetti just runs it up and wants to pad Fernando Mendoza's Heisman stats. So that's a real thing. One thing I love about him and one thing that makes him great is that he just instills confidence in his guys with just how he speaks, how he carries himself. And when you have that history that the Hoosiers have, you sort of need that. But this does seem like a big number. I would go Penn State.
I think this is a tough one because you look at these spots where Indiana's been big favorites and they've covered for the most part. One of the few instances against like Michigan State, I believe, it was a 26.5 point spread, which obviously is a little different. They went 38-13 comfortably. But this is a wide margin for a Penn State team that is not lacking in talent. I think a lot of it will be, you know, how much pride are they playing for? And like you said, there was little flashes of it against Ohio State, who is a very good team as well. If you believe in the transitive property, though, you would look at that game, you'd say, okay, well, they lost to them 38-14. So it's probably going to be more the same in this game if you believe Indiana is just as good, if not better. But some of it really depends on matchups. But I think Indiana's great on both sides of the ball. So we'll see if the line is the differentiating factor. Denton, I know you like this game. What's your take here?
Indiana to the moon.
Oh, wow.
This number cannot get large enough for me to not bet it. For reasons that you kind of alluded to, Jenks, less about stat padding with Fernando Mendoza and more about showcasing to the college football playoff, hey, we are this much better than Ohio State. Okay. So if Ohio State beat them 38-14, Kurt Cignetti, who is a madman, I mean, the guy is a freak in all the best ways, but he is a freak. He is on a war path to prove that they should be the number one team in the country. And because Ohio State just played them, I do think there's going to be an added element where they try and kick the teeth in of Penn State. On top of that, they're really good on defense. They're not quite getting the love that Ohio State is, and for understandable reasons, because Ohio State is the best defensive team in the country, but it's not like Indiana's bad. I mean, they stifled a good Oregon team. I think they're going to stifle Penn State as well, so I like this number big time for Indiana.
I do agree with that. I think if they can run up the score, they definitely will, because we've seen that all this season with Kurt Cignetti, is that he knows style points matter for a team like Indiana. So I totally get it, Kurt Cignetti. All right, next up, let's go to the SEC. Number 5, Georgia on the road at unranked Mississippi State. Georgia laying 9 here, total of 57.5. Jenks, Georgia has been a curious case this year where they kind of sandbag in the first half of games and they let teams kind of hang around. And then they just flip a switch in the fourth quarter. They're like, oh, yeah, we're Georgia. We're going to, you know, pull this game out and we're going to cover. I don't know if you remember that Ole Miss game, but that has to give bettors nightmares if you were on the 7.5 with Ole Miss. So 9 is a pretty hefty number here, but Mississippi State is unranked. I'm not sure if they have the horses to contend with Georgia, but again, Georgia has played down to the level of their competition sometimes. So which side looks like the best one?
Well, what I would say
is hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Is I like Mississippi State here, believe it or not. This just seems like the perfect lull in the schedule. Now you're getting nine with the dogs, the Mississippi State Bulldogs. This schedule for Georgia has been an absolute gauntlet. They host Ole Miss. They win by eight. They take on Florida. They win by four. Could have won by more if not for that kneel down by Gunnar Stockton at the end of the game. But still, that was a close game. I think closer than a lot of people anticipated. And then what happens next week? They host Texas. Like, it's the perfect look-ahead spot. They've had a rough grind here. They've gotten off to those slow starts. The defense is very good, but it's not that all-world defense that we've seen in a couple previous seasons. This just feels like a spot where Georgia gets off to one of those classic slow starts. Mississippi State hangs around, and then Georgia turns it up at the end of the game, wins the game, but doesn't cover the number. I like Mississippi State.
I think low-key, Mississippi State has been a great team to bet on. And it's not even low-key if you look at their ATS records. Because so far this season, 8-1 against the number. And that's despite playing in the SEC against some of the best teams. And here's the thing. Like, we talked about style points mattering for Indiana. I don't think style points matter nearly as much when you play in the SEC. Because people just look at the SEC and it's like, oh, yeah, you play in the SEC, it's a gauntlet, you just got to win. So I think that kind of goes into this game as well. So at the end, you know, I don't think Georgia's going to try to run up the score. And honestly, you know, we've seen Mississippi State hang with some of these decent teams. So I think Mississippi State, you can certainly make a case for them getting 9 points simply because the market has been just too low on those Bulldogs all season long. All right, so here's a good one. In the Big 12, number 8 Texas Tech hosting number 7 BYU. Texas Tech laying 10. I think this number's up to 10.5 in some spots. 52.5 is your total. And I think this is going to be a big game for Texas Tech where it will really be a measuring stick for BYU. You know, this is going to be the best defensive line they've faced. That has been the calling card for Texas Tech, is how strong they've been on both the offensive and defensive lines. But I think the story of this game is going to be the Texas Tech defense. I think it's going to be real tough for BYU to get things going here.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth. I think Texas Tech probably covers this number. So you can find a 10 in some spots. It went to 10.5 at different books. But Texas Tech is a double-digit favorite this year, is undefeated. They are perfect. So I would look at that. I also think the under is the right play. So this total is sitting. It is steady, 52 and a hook. So here's the thing, is that I just don't know how much BYU is going to be able to move the ball against Texas Tech in that NFL defensive front. I mean, they really are that good. They have NFL dudes that they bought in the portal, which is, you know, what you can do now in the NCAA, that Cody Campbell money. And BYU wants to run the ball. They would rather run the ball. They will try to run the ball, which will take some time off the clock. Also, conversely, Texas Tech is the more explosive team, but once they get a lead, they tend to slow down the pace of the game. So I think this number is just a little too high. I'm going to go under as well. I would lay the 10 with the Red Raiders.
Yeah, I think, you know, the total being the only sabotage factor for the spread here is that, like, when you see a low total, it's not super fun to lay a big double-digit number. So if you do like the under in this one, I think this game will have a similar feel for BYU as the Utah game. I understand they won that game 24-21, but I think it'll be flip-flopped. Where they lose this game, it's going to be lower scoring. And Utah's really been the only other defensive line that they've faced. It's been pretty good. But Utah is not on the level of Texas Tech. Like, Texas Tech's numbers are out of this world when it comes to their defensive line. So for a BYU offense, I don't trust that much anyway. I think this is going to be an absolute staunch test of that offense, and I think they will fail. It's pass fail, and I think they will fail. So I think I would lean towards the under, and if you do like a spread, Texas Tech laying the big number. Jinx this game. Whenever there's a spread of 29.5, I'm usually just like, okay, we're going to move on because this doesn't really, you know, feel appealing to me. But number one, Ohio State on the road at Purdue, as opposed to Indiana, style points don't matter, it feels like, for Ohio State. They're the number one team in the land. Mm-hmm. Total in this one, 47.5. But Purdue, they bad. Are you laying the big number?
Oh, God. I mean, I probably would. I would definitely, like you, not bet on this game. But I will say this. I mean, the Boilers have lost 7 straight. Julian Sand is playing out of his freaking mind right now. I believe he's the Heisman Trophy favorite at plus 185. Mm. He's completed 80% of his passes in 3 straight games. Highly efficient. Their defense is nasty. Like, this could be a 40-10 win. Ohio State covers 43-3, and they cover the big number. I hate big numbers like this, but it's just a matter of Ohio State naming the score. Like, are they playing their third stringers by the fourth quarter or not? That's it.
Mm. Yeah, I just feel like 29.5. Like, I don't want to be sweating a game in the fourth quarter when it's an absolute blowout, and even the people on the field don't really care. So it's just not a game that I'm going to concern myself with. All right, Den, grade our plays here. So it looks like we're on Mississippi State +9. Laying the 10 are looking at an under in the Texas Tech game. And we're not going to play the Ohio State game. So do you like those two that we have on the board so far?
Yeah, definitely do not play the Ohio State game. I have always capped the limit of points that I would lay at 21.5 because the coach still looks at a 3-touchdown win and says, we're excellent.
Yeah.
This is great. I like Texas Tech laying the 10, so I'm with you guys. And I was burned by Georgia last week, so I'm good with the Mississippi State. Really great move by Gunnar Stockton, taking a knee at the 1 when it was a 4-point game, and they were laying 7. Thank you, King. Not really. So I'm with Mississippi State as well.
I was on Florida last week. I was like, I can't believe it. I mean, it just goes to show there's always someone on each side of a bet. Because I thought about Denton. I knew we were on different sides. I was like, oh, my God.
I was punching air in my apartment, furious.
I bet you were. I was laughing. I was like, okay. Campbell, I shouldn't have won that one, but whatever. I'll take it.
Yeah, but gambler giveth, gambler taketh.
Yeah.
Because think about, like, if you were on Georgia in that Ole Miss game, the whole game, you're like, this is a losing bet. Ole Miss is winning. And then, oh, swerve. Oh, we're going to win and we're going to cover the number. You're welcome. So it's funny like that. All right, coming up next, more college football picks. More good games to get to, including Texas A&M and Missouri after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.